to the supplemental podcast to the Ficast. This is episode number 001.
Yes.
I'm with Roger Lawson, and I'm Kevin Larrabee.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
We're in person. We are about
two feet yeah. away.
Okay,
Four feet away.
Measure. We got to get, your cough button.
Yeah.
You don't cough,
I don't cough that much.
Okay.
I ain't got the Ebola.
We'll look into it. But we do have a great show lined up for you this week. We have a huge outline of topics to talk about. And we're going to kind of see where it goes. But the first thing that I want to talk about is, you know, we went a little bit about it, talked a little bit about it in the off topic. But, you know, exercise and gaming. It's something that's becoming a little bit bigger. And, oh, we didn't even talk about the NGP.
I know.
All right, we'll save that for next week. I'll show you what it is maybe during the break. But, you know, I'm not going to mention names, but there was someone who posted, a blog post yesterday or it was 2 days ago all about children and obesity and how, you know, kids... carbohydrates and high fructose corn syrup are what are making our kids fat, and I tend to disagree.
I concur.
I don't think they're
on my disagreement.
They're just not. They're not moving, and they're eating too much. I mean, you don't. I mean, you can obviously have high fructose corn syrup. Yeah, you can have high fructose corn syrup and be cool. But
as I did,
people don't get. I mean, it's still I think it's still a situation where they're looking for a scapegoat and they're trying to find something to blame because it's
something
not
easy.
It's not the parents
who buy the stuff.
Yeah, it's not the parents who bought them the fruit roll-ups.
You know, which are horrible anyway.
Which contains real fruit, by the way. Fruit roll-ups, yeah.
Word.
Fruit roll-ups.
Straight up, it's in the title.
Dunkaroos contain real kangaroo.
That's why I eat them all day.
Kangaroo meat's really good for you. It's very lean.
Have you ever had bison?
I have had bison. I had my first bison ever was with John Williams. I had a bison burger when I went out to Denver.
John Williams is old school.
John K. Williams.
Archaeologist John K. Williams?
Indiana Jones.
That's straight gangster.
Indiana Jones got nothing on me.
Mm-mm.
Right? That was my Denzel.
Oh, wait, is that King? Oh, yeah. That was the best. That was the best white man impersonating the black man impression ever.
No, but it was some movie where it was like Denzel. Someone's got nothing on me.
King Kong ain't got nothing
King
on
Kong.
Me. I was like, Indiana Jones ain't got nothing on me.
Man, what movie
Training
was that?
Training Day.
Oh, Training Day.
Right
it's
at the end.
Movie. Great
spoiler.
Movie. Yeah.
King Kong has nothing on him.
Spoiler.
King Kong does not have anything on Denzel.
Spoiler. Eva Mendez, naked in it. Awesome.
Wait, she was?
Yeah, don't watch it on TV, Roger.
Oh, I got to go actually get this
Rent
DVD.
Rent that DVD.
I'm just going
to Walmart.
Go
it's like
images.
$5.
Dude.
Or Google Images.
Walmart, the $5 bin is so horrible. This is like 80 million copies of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Yeah, three. Let's
no.
be real.
Yoshi, and he gave him a little pat on the head.
Raphael, yeah,
that was dumb. Okay,
dude, they had a little
off-topic part, two.
Like an egg timer, or was it? It was like one of those the scepter of time that helped them go back in time and.
The Edo period. I don't know. I'm sure
it's
I'm historically inaccurate.
Casey, it's your ancestor who's in Japan.
It looks just like you. Like, okay, whatever.
Made as much sense as having a white samurai in Heroes.
Just pretty
saying,
much.
Just saying. But.
Caffeine. Scapegoat for kids.
Scapegoat for kids, man.
Video game.
You know, I think that we will be seeing there's such a huge market right now for fitness games, and you're seeing it with Wii Fit, and you're seeing it with the Kinect is just getting bigger and bigger. They're seeing, you know, I don't know if you've seen this, but. There's even been hacks that people have been doing with the Kinect, so it's actually working a lot better. And they think, you know, maybe Microsoft is just waiting to roll out some updates, so it'll actually have a better idea of how your body's moving in space. Because when you turn it on, you look at the Xbox screen, it shows you an outline of your body, it shows you the infrared look. Yeah, it looks awesome, but it's not exact. They think that, you know, that a simple software update is going to be able to make it look more exact, so you can, you know, possibly have it pointing down towards the ground because the camera actually follows you. It tilts. It has motors in it, so it tilts up and down. So it would actually be able to watch you as you did, you know, you go down to the ground, you do 12 push-ups, and then you get up and you do, you know, 12 bodyweight squats, and then you do, you know, 15 jumping jacks, and then you do, you know, 10 burpees or whatever.
It'll know.
Yeah, and it will know, and it'll be like, it'll be able to, you're going to cough?
I stopped that.
You're going to cough? Do you want a drink?
No, I just coughed twice.
I can pick something up for you.
I'm good.
From my Coke machine. You sure you don't want to use my Coke machine?
That's American excess at its best. Straight up Coke machine on the counter.
And
son.
I just looked at it. It cost me like an extra $10 a month of my electricity bill to power that.
Welcome to
it's
America.
So inefficient.
I can't wait. I can't wait till I get some money. I'm gonna have a bowling alley.
I don't have money. I just spend frivolously. Or no, not frivolously. I spend money that I shouldn't. Or I should say, you know, like I pay my rent. I haven't had any problems paying my rent. I pay my bills. I'm not back on anything. I don't owe a cent to the credit card company.
It's beautiful.
I don't have a balance on my credit card. I just
respect knuckle.
Yeah, I got a couple G's in the bank. Make sure, just in case, I'm going to go to England in May.
First announcement right here.
Yeah, are we going to? No. Oh, damn it. We have to wait till tomorrow to announce that Lou thing. Lou's coming on the podcast tomorrow to announce it.
I should be.
Lou looks like he's going to have his own segment on the show.
I would listen to that every time I could.
Lou, I don't know what we're going to call it.
Like Schuler, I can't. Schuler Spiels.
Short segment.
I feel like hi, my name is Shally. I'm just going to.
I hope he doesn't hear this.
I can't say S. Schuler.
Don't make
Spiels.
Fun of Lou, man.
No, I love Lou.
You're going to have to see him in a couple months.
I've seen him already. Me and Lou are cool. Wait, at last year's JP Fitness?
Yeah, I
saw Lou.
I saw the pictures.
Oh, okay. You sound creepy. I saw the pictures.
Oh man, yeah, this is gonna be an off-topic show, but
it's whatever. We started with childhood obesity.
Yeah, so that's going. I just think, you know, it's gonna be really interesting to see. The cool thing is that we have E3 coming up in a couple months. PAX is coming up right before that, so there are gonna be quite a few announcements in terms of the fitness scene. When you see Wii Fit sell 6 million copies at $130, like there's a market for fitness stuff.
Right.
And with Kinect, you can buy a Kinect. You don't need anything else. Maybe you want some bands, maybe some like free weights, but you buy Kinect and you have everything you need. You don't have to like buy like a balance board or any of that crap.
Yeah, because that was dumb. I hated that.
Yeah, no, like my mom used Wii Fit. She's like, oh, it's going to be awesome.
For one day.
One day.
And now it sits there.
It's in the closet at home. I should actually grab it because there's some, actually I don't have my Wii anymore. It broke. Damn.
I thought you were going to like sell it for parts. I'll disassemble my Wii.
Sell it for as a scale. You know what's also cool in terms of technology is they actually have scales that you can like stand on and it will tweet your weight.
That'd be what? Why?
It has Wi-Fi on it, and every time you step on it and it weighs you, it tweets your weight out.
You know,
and like you know, at Roger Lawson is 315 pounds.
I hate when I tweet my weight by accident. Like
and then
that.
You have like 200 pounds on your back.
But then you're gonna get like you know those people that forget they linked it to their Twitter and then they weigh themselves every hour and they get very upset that their weight hasn't you know.
Oh, the scary
dropped.
Thing where you see like you know Sheila who like weighed like 135 and then she weighs herself every 10 minutes and it's like down 2 more pounds.
She's like, yes, Sheila weighs 135. Sheila weighs 134.7. Sheila weighs 151.
It's like, sorry, you can only tweet 5 times every hour or something like that.
But how am I update my weight to my followers?
You got
to
do
that's
it.
That's how Sheila sounds.
So that's cool. I mean, I think that's one thing that we never talk about in the FitCast is how technology
is awesome.
It's awesome and it you know how it fits into the fitness field and nutrition. Like we obviously deal with like I don't know, did you ever get to see what was his name? Horrible. But it was actually the first JP summit I went to in 06. He showed us this device that could like track all your movement and like spit out data. It was pretty cool.
Was it like like golf software?
Yeah.
No, but JP was telling me about it last time we went. It sounded pretty sweet
JP
and expensive.
Go to the seminars? Is
yeah,
he in it this year?
Yeah. I mean, he's there. He's not in it.
Yeah, but he's
yeah,
like,
he's there.
He's there.
Man,
okay.
He played me a guitar song, man. It was romantic.
Was it like some Johnny Cash?
No, something he came
He plays
up
some
with.
Like upbeat Mexican stuff, right?
He's like, he does everything.
Yeah, I remember I had to leave early.
Oh,
Why?
When I went, I was just like overnight, and then I had a flight at like 3 a.m. to go home because I couldn't miss class.
This is in college, Larrabee.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Because it was like last minute. Like it was on a Friday, and I found out on Wednesday that I was going. Bought tickets on Wednesday, got on a plane on Thursday. I know, I got a plane on Friday morning, like at 5 a.m. and got there. Dang. At like 11 or 10 because of his time difference, but
word. But yeah, he's a really cool dude.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him again. I haven't talked to him in years.
He is in shape.
He is.
And his girlfriend is very nice.
Is she?
Yes. Everyone's so nice there, man.
Yeah.
I love that place. I can't wait to go back.
You should go to more seminars this year.
Yeah, I've been to one so far.
Well, you're going to be going to one then next week. You're going to the Boyle seminar with Mike Boyle and Dan John.
I'm excited to meet Dan John.
Yeah, you're taking my spot because I have to film the whole damn thing. Oh. I'm going to be behind the camera the whole time.
So I'll be you? I'll be Kevin Larrabee?
Yeah.
I'm just going to introduce myself. I'm Kevin Larrabee.
Wear a Fit Cash shirt.
And if they make any comments about my skin.
It's like, what?
I'm like, what? Kevin Larrabee can't be black.
Like, what? I get free tanning with my gym membership in Lowell.
Oh, really?
I didn't mean to. I might blank that. I don't think
now people know where you live. Because clearly they're going to come to
it's like
house.
People know where Lee lives, but she lives in like a gigantic town. Like a town of like a million people. There's like 10,000 people here, and you know.
A lot of them named Kevin. So awesome. I doubt they'll find you. If they do, I'll take over the FitCast and say, Kevin. Kevin got taken out by a fan.
Dude, there's some murders here last week or 2 weeks ago. There's murders like every other week. Like gun violence murders, dead people.
You shouldn't go outside. You should just live inside.
I got my barbecue turkey tips from lunch left over. I'm going to eat those for dinner and we're going to be good.
Your life is going to be like Silent Hill, The Room. You're just going to be in your
I never played The Room.
I did.
Heard it was
bad. It was. Oh, were you about to swear? It was poop.
All right, so back to fitness.
Back to the connect. I mean, I have a client. He's young, and I think, you know, you got to consider that when you're working with someone that doesn't want to work out, actually, you know, you got to have them have fun when they're actually doing something. Otherwise, they're not going to want to continue with it. So,
sure.
You know, because I honestly hate, you know, cardio in general. So. Most of my cardio comes from Dance Central, and I get to become a better dancer. So
you
when
really
I
really schedule like Dance Central playing time,
yeah, like 1 hour a day.
That's you my serious? Cardio. You play for an hour a day?
That's how else am I supposed to get so good, Kevin?
The problem is I can't play because my dog like
jumps in.
He gets in the way of the sensor, and it's like you did that wrong. I'm like, you.
But I didn't do it wrong. I swear I did it right.
I did that dip in the turn perfectly.
You pop lock and dropped it.
There, that song, is that song on
no,
there?
No, but Crank That Soulja Boy is.
DLC.
You're like, Microsoft, if you're listening.
Dude, harmonics, man. They know how to do it.
But yeah, I mean, an hour a day, that's my main form of cardio. Sometimes I walk on the treadmill.
You know what I think would be good, since we would be able to do this, since it's not over Skype, is we could actually take listener emails, voicemails, and play them back because we could listen together, then record.
Fresh, no prep, just listen to it right away.
Yeah.
And just drop some knowledge on them.
Do we want to do that?
Yes. Why not?
All right. The voicemail number is 978-633-3488 or 775-45-FITCAST.
Are you making this up?
I think that's the number.
8675.
Let me try. Hold on 1 second.
9. Oh, he's calling it.
So, Roger, what are you doing for lifting right now and why?
Well, glad you asked me that because I've been dying to tell somebody that cared. Right now I'm doing a modified 5-3-1 protocol. I like 5-3-1, but... What's that? Okay.
Let's try that again. Continue. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah, I'm doing a modified 5-3-1 program. My reason for modifying is just that, you know, by the time I get up to my heaviest set, I'm already like way too tired to, you know, even want to really push it. mainly because, you know, by, if you're doing 95% of your one rep max or whatnot, you already went through 75%, 85%. So it's pretty draining, especially if you're doing like heavy front squats or something. So I do a, like, I start with my heaviest set. So it's kind of like a 1-3-5 kind of. Start with the heaviest set I'm going to do, rep out on that, and then everything else is pretty basic. And it's working pretty well for me.
Are you still in a deficit?
Yep. I am at between...
What's some of that, dude?
What? You left a voicemail?
Oh, no. That was my voice. It says you've reached the FitCast voicemail box. So 77545 FitCast. It is a Las Vegas number. I understand that. I'm not in Vegas.
You should have lied because they could have thrown him off the Lowell trail.
I got to go to Vegas, too, soon. Oh, and if we could, we could literally schedule a thing for Japan for, like, I think the fall would be a good time to go because it's a little bit warmer there.
Yeah, and because, yeah, after summer, because I am down. I am down.
All right. Yeah, then maybe we should start looking at that later. Right, cool. So they, I think I just asked, but
5-3-1.
You're still in a deficit.
Yeah, probably between, like, 1,500 and 2,000.
And going 5-3-1, you're not falling apart.
Not at all. It's beautiful.
Do you supplement?
BCAAs.
That's it?
That's it.
Ultima?
Mm-mm. Black Star Labs. Literally.
XFmuscle.com.
What?
Don't forget to mention the FitCast when you place your order. They're now XFmuscle.com.
Oh, really? Okay, I was like, what are you telling me? Is this porn?
Oh, do you want to... later you can taste test one of the new sponsor bars.
Okay, good. I was like, I hope you're not going to give me free BCAAs because I just ordered some from bodybuilding.com, and that shit was expensive.
Why didn't you order it from xfmuscle.com where it's cheaper?
How much is it?
It's like $37 like a tub.
Why did you tell me
that? And it's like $45 at bodybilding.
I paid
or like $45 or $46.
Plus shipping. Okay, yeah. Well, oh well.
And if you mention the FitCast when you place your order, they might hook you up with bonus stuff. Like people have been getting like t-shirts and crap in their orders.
I wish I would have known that before I ordered. Okay, well... Yeah, I mean, I'm getting
stronger. And I do have like 4 tubs in my closet.
You do?
I'm stocked up. Like, I, you know.
Do you even use them anymore?
I do. Look at
BCAAs.
So, they're in my gym bag, but yeah, they're somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's.
I use them when I train too. The problem is, like, I did used to use something like a Surge or, you know, a Cytofuse or something like that. But the problem is just the way I am, like, I will drink the Surge, and like an hour later, my blood sugar will.
You just want to fall asleep?
No, I will literally like start getting lightheaded, and you know, start seeing like, you know, black splotches and stuff like that.
I'm glad that went there. I was like, what? You start seeing black people, Kevin? Are you drinking Surge now?
No, but I just find you know, I might be able to train a little harder with some Surge or something like that, but you know, I just eat. Yeah. A little bit before, like, I left, and I have, like, after I left, I have, like, my huge thing right now is just plain Chobani Greek yogurt with some frozen strawberries and some vanilla protein powder, and it is the bomb. It's the bomb. It's high fiber. It's high protein. Mm-hmm.
Drop it on me.
And it's, like, it's low calorie. I mean, for the most, like, I'm not trying to get, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger right now.
Tony Gelencore. You know.
I did watch that video from him, his Caffrey's video, just for some tips last week.
I just take BCAAs right before I lift sometimes. Lately, I hadn't been taking them, but...
No creatine either, huh?
No, mine is expired. It expired in 2009.
Do you need some?
Yes.
I have a bunch of it.
Thank you. Because I'm like, it's kind of clumping. Speaking of expired supplements, a couple months ago, I threw away 4 tubs of superfood because it was... super expired. It was like I opened it and
did you order it and it was expired when you ordered it?
No, I ordered it like 2000.
Why didn't you use it?
I don't know. It was a good idea at the time, but then it tasted gross and it clumped up. And
I would have taken it.
No, it was
not expired, but I would
have. Okay, yeah, I was like, it was expired, man. You don't want it. Smelled like Marty's hoof.
He was eating a dog hoof earlier. That honestly, I was like, did he poop somewhere? It smelled like poop.
Yeah, so I threw 4 tubs of that away, and that broke my heart. But my creatine's super expired. But I should start taking that dare creatine now that you mentioned it.
That dare creatine.
That dare creatine.
You're from Detroit.
You played that dare Madden? You played that Madden? I'm from Southfield, sir. Southfield,
how's
Michigan.
Has your car been stolen when you were living there in Detroit? It's pretty messy there still, too, huh?
Yeah.
I saw
that movie. It's making a comeback, though.
I saw that movie.
Which movie?
The Michael Moore.
Roger and Me from like 1990?
No, not Roger and Me. I have seen that, but I saw like the newer one about the economy. Like people getting kicked out of their houses and stuff like that because of the economy. And like, it was like, there was a story online. Like you could get like a legit house for $500.
You could, yeah, I mean.
$500.
And you know, that's the crazy thing. Like people are like, oh, I want to own a house. I want home ownership. I'm like, well, if you wanted it bad enough, you'd move to Detroit and buy it for one paycheck. You want a house that bad? You know, you got some problems.
That's like a fourth of a paycheck.
No, isn't it sad that you could buy a house for almost as much as you could buy a PlayStation 3? You're like, do I want this house or do I want a PlayStation 3 Blu-ray player? I take a house.
Yeah, but when you got controllers and you got to get the HDMI cable. And
you might as well buy the house. It costs too much to buy a PS3.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's always a way to get what you want in America. And if you want a house, move to Detroit. You know, it's not as bad as people are saying. They have downtown Detroit is very awesome.
Good friends with Tim Allen?
No. Never do that again. Oh no! Wait, way to wake up Marty. Now
it's all right. He's still.
He doesn't know what's going on.
So he's, okay. He won't. As long as we're very gentle and cool.
We were talking about training. Before Tim the Two Man Taylor. Deficit training is awesome. Intermittent fasting.
So let me ask you this.
Hit me.
Training, like the problem I've always looked at it is, you know, someone that trains at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Or say if someone trains, their training switches throughout the week. Say if sometimes they're training at 8 a.m., sometimes they're training at 3 p.m. You know, how do they have to modify the diet? Like, how do they have to change it? Do they just still say, all right, I'm only going to eat between 3 and 8 or 2 and 8 and, you know, or whatever it is, 12 and 8. It's like right. an 6 to 8 hour window. Yeah. And, you know, do you just say, all right, well, I'm still going to stop eating at 8. I'm going to train at 8 or whatever. Or, you know, what if someone has to train at 4?
Right. I mean, like, I've been doing this long enough where I can switch it up. Like, hunger doesn't really bother me all that much anymore, just even if I change that window. Like yesterday, so the day before was today, Saturday, so Thursday, you know, I ate between in that 12 to 8 window, so I stopped eating at 8. Then on Friday, my girlfriend and I were going out to dinner. I knew it, so I was like, I didn't eat that whole day until...
Did you train?
Yeah, I trained.
So you don't have anything post-training?
I went to eat post training. So I trained. I didn't eat that whole day. I trained at 5 at night. Finished at 6:30. Picked her up from work. Had some BCAAs right after. Sat in what's that restaurant? Fireflies.
Oh, you went there?
And I had
spent like $30.
I spent $50 for both of us. It was rough. I was like, damn, Fireflies. Can I not pay today? But I had a slab of St. Louis ribs. I had two orders of French fries.
Mm-hmm.
I had a piece of cornbread and a side of macaroni and cheese. And that was it until like I got here and I had Chipotle. So it all really depends on what or how good you are at managing your hunger. But typically you want to stay within that same 8 hour window. So if you just have to train in the morning one day, just have like 10 grams of BCAAs, you know, train. And then afterwards, just have another 10 grams every hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards,
until your meal.
Yep, until your meal.
Okay, so
it's simple.
So, it's simple. Okay.
Yeah, you know.
If you got simpletons.
BCAAs.
So the next thing I would probably ask is, you know, I've had some clients that have tried to get on it, and they tend to fail pretty hard. They can't get in the groove, I guess.
What's their problem with getting in the group? Like, what's their
like
main?
They'll be like, oh my God, I was just so hungry that I had to eat.
Well, that, you know, that's like
Turkey Monster.
That's like everyone, I gotta eat now. Yeah, I mean, just.
It's a trap. It's a trap. It's a conspiracy from the brain chain amino acid company.
Yeah, I mean, I would just tell them to really give it a try because they're not going to die if they don't eat because Oh, Marty, calm
Marty,
down.
Don't make us pause the damn podcast again.
Don't you bark. I'm turning away and looking away from you. But I would say, oh, God, he's licking my ears.
Marty.
Hey. I would just tell them to really kind of just stick with it for at least 2 to 3 days because, you know, it takes a while to get used to going from eating, you know, every couple of hours to fasting. And if you think about it, they do it every night when they go to bed, so they're just really extending the fast that they normally would have had. So I wouldn't really give up too soon because the first day when I did it, I was starving. I was like, is this really what people say it is? Because I want to eat a cow, but...
Gotcha.
You know, just kind of, you got to suck it up if you really want. It's like the, you know, anabolic diet. You got to adapt to it. Remember that?
I do remember
fat adaptation.
Anabolic diet.
That was the worst. That was my first diet.
Pascal, man.
That was, I
oh,
actually,
you did that?
2007 when I
did
started lifting.
Did you have
lifting.
Any guidance with Cass or anything?
No, I didn't even know, like, I didn't even know anything. I didn't know anything at all.
You didn't
like,
know about, you didn't know about Cass or?
No, I didn't know about you.
Jen did a lot of stuff with that or she helped?
No, I didn't know about that until later. I decided to start working out in 2007. I was like, all right, this is it. I need some diet. And then I went to T-Nation and I saw this huge thread my experience on the anabolic diet.
But you had to like buy the ebook or Tor?
Dude, I interlibrary loaned it. I had a physical copy
oh,
of the.
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
It took like three weeks to get it, but I was like, oh, snap. It was pretty.
It works.
Legit.
It's a hardcore diet, man.
It didn't work for me, man.
Are you serious?
Dude, let me tell you, like.
Eating 3,000 calories a day of like all protein and fat.
Oh yeah, but I was trying to get lean.
Yeah, I know, but like still,
it did not work, man. I was eating packs of chicken thighs with the skin
on.
But
the guys on T-Nation said so.
I know, right? That's why I was so pissed. And my cholesterol levels
went through the roof.
Yeah, man. Like, let me tell you.
You got a test?
Yeah, I did. And my doctor said I need statins. I was like,
wow.
Yeah, I
think. No way. He was joking, right?
No. I was like, whoa, not because it was like 350 total.
Whoa. All right.
And my LDL was 250. You know, HDL is a little low, you know, in the double digits, but.
All right. So, wow, double digits.
Yeah. All straight lame.
All right. Well, okay. Very interesting. So obviously if you're going to do something like you're going to do something like intermittent fasting, you know, something that I've been reading more of like Martin Berkham stuff and.
He's a man.
He's a good. I would love to get him on the podcast.
No, we need to get him on this one, not the FitCast. This one.
Have him come to my apartment.
No, yeah, because he's a gamer, man. I know. I feel it deep in my soul. Yeah,
he's Swedish, right?
Yeah, I'd rather talk about games than intermittent fast. I'm like, all right, man. What's big in Sweden? What are you playing? What's going on?
We just got Sega Genesis.
He will fight you in the streets,
dude. Like if you go to South America. Like they're like just getting Super Nintendo because they're such poverty. They get everything like years after they're just getting PS1s and PS2s.
Man. Well, hey, I'd rather be them, man, because they're just experimenting.
PS1's pretty sick.
They're just experiencing Twisted Metal 2 for the first time. And that shit is real.
You eating rope?
Yes, he is.
He's swallowing pieces of rope, and he wonders why he throws up sometimes.
The dog,
not
me.
I literally pick up his poop, and there's, like, hair in it. It's because, like, he, like, has toys, and, like, he sheds so much, like, hair gets on the toys.
And he eats the
hair. It's so gross.
Well, at least you know it's coming out, so it is what it is, Marty.
Yeah. I get a vacuum so bad.
I think we need to try and get Martin Birkin on.
Email him. I've emailed him, and he can't come on until the book's done.
I don't even want to talk about IF, man. I want to talk about video games. I know people want to hear IF.
VGs.
Yeah. Let's talk about all the VGs in the VGs.
Did you know I have a sealed Dreamcast in my closet?
Yeah, you've been
good.
Been hyping it up to me. Like I'm waiting for you to open it. You're like, I just like to throw that out there.
Honestly, if you mentioned that like when you have some more free time that you will take one of my Dreamcasts off me.
Yes.
When that's the case, I will buy another sealed Dreamcast and I will open the current sealed Dreamcast that I have.
We need to film that moment.
Oh my God. Smell it. Smells like...
Yeah,
and he's plastic. Actually, I think that was made in Japan.
So why would it smell like Chinese plastic?
Because all the best plastic is made in China. Did you watch State of the Union?
The State of the Union?
The
address?
Yeah.
No, I was at work. I haven't watched it yet.
President.
I have literally not. I haven't done much of anything.
Tried to kill my father.
A coalition of the willing, son. Don't drop that cake.
We gotta get that oil. Oil. I gotta go.
Oil. Who cooking?
All right, cool. So that was a good discussion that we had. So we're about 30 minutes in. did you listen to the podcast that I recorded last week?
Fill me in
from
on
us.
It. Oh no, I don't even. I heard it was horrible. I heard one dude say I sound like shit, and I was like, I don't want to hear myself sound like shit.
Oh, but you didn't listen to the music.
No, what'd you put in?
Oh shit! All right, hold on. I'm gonna pause this for a second. I gotta have Roger listen to it, and then he's gonna react. Oh, that spike is something. I don't know. Oh no, I turned up your microphone a little bit.
Put some treble in it.
We're gonna equalize this. We're just playing around with a new mixture that I have. It's a M Audio Fast Track Ultra on sale from Amazon.com. Invested some money into it because we're going to be recording those live shows. So it allows us to actually put in XLR mics. Is that like that Chocolate Rain thing? This is like, I move my face to breathe. Like,
chocolate rain.
I can't do it.
Chocolate rain. Chocolate. We both sound constipated.
It's actually a pretty good song. Like the
he wrote it himself. Wait, how old is that guy? 30?
40.
Okay, because he looks 12.
Chocolate rain.
Oh, chocolate rain.
That's a transfer.
Ken Kniff. Never do that
damn,
again.
Damn, we gotta stop making noises.
This is what this podcast is supposed to be. Whatever we want to talk about.
The dog gets up. So the thing that I was talking about, anyways, the music that we're going to have in our podcast is going to be mostly video game related because I like video game music and I think it's underappreciated.
It is. And I would like to give a shout. Have you ever heard of Mega Ran?
We're not going to put in RPG music.
No, Mega Ran. He's not a video. He makes music based off of video game tracks.
Is it the guy from the Mario? I played a Mario Brothers thing in the Fitcast a couple weeks ago. He's a rapper,
know.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that might have been him. Okay.
Like he did the one on Super Mario Brothers.
I think. Yep. And he did stuff based off Mega Man. He's my hero.
Shit.
He's my hero now
he's
because
done Mega Man.
Yeah. That's his name is Mega Ran. So of course he did Mega Man. Mega Ran because his name is Random, and then Mega Ran was the album. So I guess we call him Random.
Gotcha.
Hopefully I'm getting this right, but he's officially my hero because he's doing an album based off of Final Fantasy VII.
Ew.
I want to be on it somehow, some way. I'll learn to rap. I'll be on it somehow. Come on, please. If you out there. Okay. That's enough. But yeah, video game music is awesome.
I was playing some Mega Man 3 the other day on my Xbox.
You got the anniversary?
The anniversary
okay,
collection.
I was like, how are you doing that, man?
And I also have that special Xbox.
Yeah. Stop smiling at me. He's gonna eat my food. I know he's gonna do. He's gonna eat.
Man, I want a Coke Zero.
You want me to keep talking while you go get one? No, you don't deserve one. I haven't had anything to drink. You had like.
Actually, you know what I'm gonna have? I'm not gonna have. You're not gonna tell people what I'm having right now, but I'm gonna have it, and I'm gonna get it because it's 5 o'clock and I get to have it now.
Well, I know what it is.
What is it? It's not that. It's not.
Oh, it's not pee pee. It's not R. Kelly.
Hold on. I need some energy.
All right. Kevin's walking to the refrigerator now, so I'm going to regale you with a tale from... Oh, that stuff. I didn't even know you could buy that in America. Oh. Is that...
It is?
Is that plutonium? He's drinking straight plutonium, y'all.
Is this nuclear? No, this sucker's electrical. The energy.
Oh,
produce
no.
1.21 gigawatts.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's a spike.
Yeah. I'm glad.
I don't need the energy, but I want to drink one because it tastes good and it gives me more energy on top of energy.
I just
want to
let the readers know that I drink nothing but water. I drink nothing but 2%, 1% milk, and I drink nothing but High C fruit punch when I get the urge. I haven't had it in so long.
No Ecto Cooler?
Is that the orange or green? The green was gross.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah,
green
Ecto
was gross.
The green was stupid. I bought it because it was Slimer on it, but then it was disgusting.
Actually, I take this back. I'm not going to drink this. But
you opened it.
So you don't do anything for energy, huh?
Nope.
I'll keep talking as I walk away.
He's going to get further and further away from the mic. No, I don't do nothing for energy, man. I just I just want to let the people know right now that he's pouring it out. That's how Kevin rolls. He pours it out. He poured the spike right out in the sink.
I'm going to get a Coke Zero instead.
Because he's being healthy. No. I'm proud of you, Kevin. Pouring that spike out. That's only something that ballers can do. A lesser man would have drank that whole thing. But, yeah, I don't do anything for energy. I'm kind of naturally excitable, something like that. You know, I keeps it real. Oh, I just caught a, oh man, what is this?
Quest bar.
Okay. Peanut butter. I don't like peanut butter.
Are you serious?
I hate peanut butter. Peanut butter is gross. All
right, I'll get you know.
They have vanilla?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I like that. I guess that was the, he threw me a Quest bar, which is the official sponsor of the FitCast. One of two sponsors of the FitCast. So he's giving me a vanilla now because peanut butter tastes like rectum.
You know our whole audience like is obsessed with peanut butter. We've had so many people email in like, how do I? Oh, you're gonna eat it now?
Why not?
Oh, so much fiber in it, dude. You're gonna be like,
wow, 15 grand. I would eat these every day.
Every day.
Hello, mates. We're gonna eat this every day. All right. Yeah. I don't know, radio. People. I recommend.
Give me a taste test. Honest taste test.
All right. I hope this doesn't affect your sponsorship because I have.
Be real, real. You might want some water with it. It's thick.
I actually taste. It tastes like I don't know. It reminds me of like a Werther's original.
Oh, Werther's original. Actually, yeah, it does kind of taste like.
I like. Those are my only eat two pieces of candy. I eat Werther's original.
What was that snot coming on?
I eat Werther's original and candy corn.
That's gross.
Shut up. Candy corn is delicious. Only two pieces of candy I eat are kinds of candy.
Candy corn is for kids that weren't good at Halloween. They get the leftover candy.
Candy corn is for people that hate chocolate, like me.
You hate chocolate, you hate peanut butter.
I hate pizza.
You really don't like pizza?
No.
If I had a pizza right here, you wouldn't eat it.
Not at all.
You're nuts.
I'd rather eat nuts than pizza. And I'm talking like, not almonds, not walnuts. Straight human.
Peanuts?
Yep.
That's weird.
Oh, Marty's on the desk.
Down, buddy. Well,
but yeah, this is actually pretty good.
Dude, it's like all fiber. It's all chicory root.
Hey, I might actually need a box of these because,
I might send you home with one.
I might eat it all tonight.
And that will be a rough night or a rough morning.
I might not be here for next week.
It's like 12 per box. That's 12 times 15. We're looking at 6 times 30, which is 180 grams of protein, man. That's how I like to do my math. I 180 grams of fiber.
I actually like a bar that has a good amount of fat in it and a lot of fiber in it.
It's straight with 7 ingredients. It's nuts, protein powder, fiber. That's about it.
I need one of these because I don't eat bars much, but.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a.
Yeah, this is awesome.
It's a, you know, in case, like, if you're in between clients or athletes or whatever.
Yeah,
you gotta have something.
Or maybe if I'm playing DC online and I got a raid to go to and I don't wanna cook no food.
You maxed out? You bullshit.
Yeah, I hit. No, you listen, hit 30? Hear me out. I hit 30 2 days ago, but.
Bullshit. You've had the game for like a week.
2 weeks.
How much you play that?
Not much.
Must have been 30 hours.
Not at all. They make it easy for you to hit cap because they want you to get to the end game content. It's different than.
I heard you can play as Batman, but you gotta wait in line.
Yeah, you can play as Batman in the PvP. Because they have regular PvP and then they have Legends PvP.
I don't know what that is.
PvP is player versus player for all non-MMO initiated folks out there. And you can select, I play as Robin because personally he's more agile and fun to play than Batman.
No, it's because he's the first person you get.
Okay, that too, but still.
Do you want to, I know all this stuff and I've never played that game.
I know.
Isn't that bad?
I
listen to way too many video game podcasts.
Do you listen to the Konami podcasts?
No, I don't. Not since Ryan Payne left.
There was this one woman on there. I think Christine's her name.
Hey, Christine.
Hello, Christine. If you're listening to this podcast, which you should be.
She might be if she's into fitness.
I mean, yeah, I mean, she sounds.
She listens to the supplement.
She is very.
That's a good name. I think we're going to stick with that.
Pound it.
I just thought of that.
I don't know. I listen to it mainly because she has the best laugh in the world.
Is she like, ha 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 ha?
No, I don't like.
No. It's not like a it's Japanese not like a, cartoon laugh.
No, it's like it kind of catches you off guard. You're like, oh, she's talking. Boom, she drops it on you. You're not ready, and then you start laughing. You're like, ha ha. I wasn't laughing before. She laughed, but I laugh now. Damn, this is good.
You gotta chew on it.
I know.
You gotta chew on it for a bit. No. You might need a water.
Nah.
All right. Wow, would you wanna? We're at like 40 minutes. Do we got some more?
We got lots more, man. What were we talking about?
What's something that I would like to talk about? There's actually been a lot of things I've been wanting to discuss, just because it's not like I don't want to take up the time on the FICS, but you know, it's just some
2 hour work.
Oh, we're not gonna talk about 4 hour work.
Okay.
I'm going to leave that to the... We'll read those emails next week on the fake ass.
Cool.
Yeah, hopefully you caught our four-hour work week discussion last week, because apparently... Actually, a lot of people agree with us, but there was some people that are like, yeah, it's interesting. And it's an interesting situation,
mm-hmm.
because there's a lot of people talking about it, you know? Okay. So I think it's interesting. Did I say interesting? It's interesting.
I haven't checked it out yet. It looks way too thick.
It's not worth reading. Save your time.
It looks like a Bible.
Unless you like, you know, pencil-drawn vaginas.
That's related to fitness. It is.
You got to listen to our podcast from last week, Roger.
I do. I've listened to a couple podcasts.
It features Lee Peel and Jonathan Fass.
I miss Jonathan Fass. I actually talked to him.
Jonathan Fass.
Jonathan Fass, if you're listening to this, which you are, because why wouldn't you?
He actually will listen to these.
I'm on your team, Jonathan. When no one else, when you're in your darkest hour.
Okay, we gotta watch the rapper.
Oh yeah,
when I mean like the,
not the actual 50 Cent. When you're in your darkest hour, Jonathan Fass, know that I am in your corner, backing you up.
He's all right, man. I guess my levels should be a little bit higher, but that's okay. We're good.
I gotta tell you about a little project me and Jonathan Fass have. You might want to get in on
what this. Is it?
It's gonna be our goal. It's my goal, personal goal.
Are you serious?
Yep.
You've actually talked to him about this.
Yep. It's gonna be our goal to introduce him to Olivia Munn, and
she has a TV show now. Can you believe that? And she's on The Daily Show.
She is.
I can't believe you actually like her though.
She's funny.
I just don't like. I think she kind of panders to
the gamers. Audience.
Yeah, she's like, nerds like my boobs.
I feel like that's actually how she is in real life. Why are you? Oh yeah, I was like, why are you looking? Are we getting? Someone's breaking in.
No, it's like I saw her at the. I actually sat and I watched the VGAs.
Yeah, me too. That was.
I was sick, and I sat at home and I watched the VGAs, and it was
rough.
Like. She looks hot.
Don't question it. Don't say hot. Question. She looks hot.
But she kind of looks like a hoo-ha 2x Tuesday.
No, she's nice, man. I met her, man. She's awesome.
I met her.
I met her, man.
I took her out to dinner.
I played rock, paper, scissors with her. She's awesome.
We went to the 7-Eleven. We got hot dogs. Big gulps.
I wish.
If you know what I'm saying.
Oh. I get it now.
I didn't think I was going to go there, but it did.
But we didn't. We didn't get hot dogs. But she is nice, man.
Think we'll see her at PAX this year. We're going to PAX again, by the way. We're going to PAX East. We got to get a hotel room. We decided about that tonight?
Yeah, I'm down. I have a couple. I got some money saved up.
The tickets are like $50 for 3 days.
Let's buy it now.
The hotel is going to cost us like, it'll be like $300 for 2 nights.
So we can split that, so 150.
And we don't even need, we need to bring like 3 shirts. 3 pairs of underwear, wear the same shorts.
Yeah. I don't own shorts.
And some Quest bars. And some BCAAs.
I'm just going to be straight. That's all. I'm going to live off Quest bars. I'm going to eat a package a day.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone loves hearing that rapper right now.
Sorry.
Someone looking at us through the window of my apartment.
Wouldn't it be great if while we were podcasting, someone broke in and we had to fight them?
It's like, we'll be right back.
And then you just hear Kevin, ow. And then you hear glass shatter. And then it's Kevin's like, wow, just stop running away. And yeah, I'm done.
Wow, we got a spike a little bit.
That wasn't a rap, but that was me laughing.
Yeah. We'll figure out. These levels might go up and down throughout the podcast, but we'll figure it out eventually.
Up and down. Yes, Olivia Munn. She's a fantastic person. I think we need to hook her up with Jonathan Fast. That's my project.
People, people just did a double take and they were sent because they can see us through the.
They know we podcasting. They see we doing something important.
Yeah, we should try to get some bigger name people. The problem is getting a hold of them, and Olivia Munn's not going to come on this podcast.
I'm an optimist.
Do you know how to get in contact with her since you met her? Do you have her cell phone?
I wish. I feel
I have
like
the cell phone of Amanda McKay from Game Trailers TV.
Oh, well, aren't you?
No, I don't.
Okay. That's the quickest lie ever. No, I can't.
I could have done it, but I met her. I got to, I had lunch with her in the break room.
What'd you eat?
I had beef jerky and some cheese. It was like, it wasn't like lunch. Like, I had the weakest lunches when I was trying to save so much money when I was out in California.
You
like,
had a lot of air sandwiches?
Yeah, we went to Subway a lot, but the
Jared.
Yeah, it was like at that point, like, oh, I'm not in the fitness industry anymore. I'm gonna have some Subway, and because everyone went to Subway, and like when you're going to like you're hanging out with these guys, and
you do what they do.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm the intern. I'll go wherever you want to go. Obviously,
I hate sandwiches and I hate subs. It's weird, man.
Sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
That sounds gross to me. I got a weird eating style, man. I love grilled cheese sandwiches, though. Yes, 2 days ago, I made a 5-cheese grilled cheese sandwich.
A stack?
Straight stack of cheese.
Those like bread, cheese, bread, cheese, bread, cheese, bread, cheese, bread, cheese,
no. Bread? Bread, cheese, 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 bread.
5 slices of cheese.
Yeah.
Oh.
American cheese. So it's 25 grams of fat, 20 grams of protein, 10 grams of carbs. I did that math on the fly without no fingers.
What did you have, like low-carb bread?
No, I had potato bread.
Potato bread.
I don't know. It was like white bread, but it was thin. It tasted good.
Oh, yeah. Potato bread.
It was good. 20 grams of carbs per slice. It was delicious. And then I fell asleep right after.
I didn't say you go into like a coma.
I was like,
so, yeah, the anabolic diet raised my cholesterol.
Exactly.
5 slices of American cheese. Although I did just have chili nachos for lunch today. So it's post-training, right?
I suppose. No, the grilled cheese? No, that was my first
meal. No, I'm talking about myself.
Oh, yeah.
I had some friends come up, and they wanted to have some cheese, chili, at the place near where I live. They have a... You had them with us. Remember when we went
Oh,
with
I love that place.
The
interns? Their fries are good.
Yeah, well, we got the same platter. That
oh,
chili,
that big thing.
The
yeah.
chili nacho thing. And we barely made through half of it.
Who took it home?
No one.
Unforgivable.
I literally had like maybe like 8 of them. Like, oh, okay.
Like I had that taste.
I can kill that a little bit, and I only had half my turkey tip, so I'm gonna say that for
you. You gotta try intermittent fasting, man. You love it. I'll be your mentor. I'll be your Yoda.
You want to do it as a project?
Yes. I'll do it with you. I'll start right on Monday. I'll throw up a post on Monday about me. I got pictures.
I don't want to post about it.
Well, not you. You know, I'll post about for me. You know me, for accountability.
I'm trying to keep the Fitcast site mostly like...
Oh, on the Fitcast. I thought I was going to post on my blog.
Where's your blog?
RajLawFitness.com.
What else can they find on there?
They can find videos of me dancing like a maniac.
We're at 50 minutes. We're going to...
We're going to cut it short?
Well, it's going to be like 115 minutes. I mean, 1 hour, 15 minutes with the off topic. So
this is what the readers want. This is what the listeners want, Kevin. We're going to give it to them.
That's okay. Sean?
It's just Sean Connery. On the supplement. It's horrible, Sean Connery.
Double Jeopardy.
Oh.
See, Marty doesn't like British people, so he's going to start.
I hope he does not bark into the mic. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll cut it here. All right, now, yeah, all right, Marty, we're going to go now. All right, bye-bye. All right.
Have you seen Henry Hatsworth?
That was oh, wow! Ah, right in my neck. That was hardcore.
Yeah, I have bruises on my arms from chewing on me.
That was like a mauling.
All right, so we didn't have an outline this week, but we really will have an outline for next week, I promise. I just, the week was a little bit crazy for all of us, but... What we're going to do is we're going to post this on the iTunes feed from now on. It's going to come out on Wednesday.
That's as good a day as ever.
Yeah, we might as well because we're going to do Fitcast tomorrow. And like I got to do it like at 4 different times to put everyone's stuff together this week. But but we'll do that. This is going to be the Fitcast supplement.
Yep.
And that's Marty whining because he's always hungry. So just to give people a heads up, if you want, you can send in your questions to questions@thefitcast.com. Please put in the subject line supplement. So we know what it's about. And it can be about anything. It can be about topics you want us to discuss. It can be talking about, like, training, rehab. You know, we're very lucky, like, you know, we said, from our internships and where we work now, we have a pretty, you know, vast knowledge of information. And, you know, luckily we always have a great library and contacts that we can talk to in case we do have questions about stuff, and we can get you guys some answers. But, you know, obviously if you've been listening to the FitCast, you know, the best emails that I ever get are the people who are like, oh, I just listened to the FitCast and it's so cool to hear your growth from like year one or like episode one to wherever we're at, like 205 right now. So yeah, no, it's good to actually be a little bit authoritative these days and know what's what and get my Alan Aragon research review, and so I can drop
the
some knowledge.
The best research review in the world.
It is pretty good. That guy's decent, you know.
He
does all right.
He is far above.
He doesn't like NO explode, which bothers me. I want to get some bro pumps, Alan. Some bro pumps.
He wants some brumps. Brumple skill skin.
I want my buys brumped. Get brumped. That's a new program.
That sounds like...
Let's write an ebook.
I'm down. I'm getting brumped. Oh, he's chewing it.
Okay. Get dumped, then brumped. Brumped so you don't get drunk.
Get dumped on, then get brumped. Yeah. Bump, bump. All right.
Well, anyways, and you can also send in voicemails, because we are going to play back every single voicemail that we get, and we're going to respond to them for Roger and myself, 775-45-FITCAST. And the best thing about that is it's a Google Voice number, so I can literally play back all the voice things on my computer immediately, so we can listen to them and we can respond to you. So please don't be afraid if you do send one in. If you don't like the way it sounds when you play it back, just say, hey, Kevin, don't use the one I just sent. Use this one instead, then continue.
Be kind.
And from off-topic discussions to, like, you know, training, different types of training, you know, if you have any questions about what you should be doing for training, what you should be doing in terms of nutrition, we'll give out, you know, tons of advice about that. Remember, we are not doctors, so don't take any medical advice from us. But this is the start of a very cool thing, and we hope to do it often. And maybe, you know what, if we can organize it and we have the time and we can meet up, we'll do some more live stuff where we'll do live video and live audio. So, you know, like the cool thing is, you guys can't see it, but I can hook up my TRX and stuff like that, so we can actually go through some workouts but we can go through some exercise and things that you can do, whether it be strength training wise or mobility, rehab stuff. We can go through all that, all those things, and we'll obviously record the video. So if you don't come live, but if you do come live, you can say, hey, Kevin, show me this.
And then we'll do it.
All right, we'll do it.
Real time, no delayed
Justin.tv/TheFitCast. It's not there yet, but it will be by the time this goes up, I hope. so don't register it, ass. okay.
Final words?
Yeah. Roger, your website is at, and your Twitter and stuff?
RajLawFitness.com, Twitter.com/RajLaw, RogLaw. That is where you find me. Update every Monday. Something fun every week. Sometimes personal development, sometimes fitness related, mostly fitness related, but also personal development. So check it out. It is a fun site. I have fun writing, and I think you will have a fantastic time reading it.
Yeah, it's great stuff. You know, the other things you can check out, you can check me out on Twitter at twitter.com/KevinLarrabee. And also I recommend you go to twitter.com/FinalLevel, which is my man Ice-T.
Wait, really Ice-T?
Yeah.
Like Ice-T.
Ice-T, the rapper, OG,
that's an awesome gangster. Wait, is Twitter name Final Level? I mean, I guess he is the Final Level of pimp. He's like
FLTG, Final Level Twitter gang.
It's TG. Oh, I thought it was Final Level. Okay.
No, it is. It's just /Final Level.
Okay, that's nice. I like that.
He's a gamer, dude. He's hardcore. He plays tons of blops.
You think he played Uncharted 2?
Yeah, he plays everything. He's like, dude, I just got this new Dead Space 2.
I want to play him online. He's like, you just got sucked. Damn, player.
This is super dope.
His voice is not that deep.
Dude, that stuff is super dope.
He gonna kill you, man.
I'm gonna tie up those aliens. They're going to Rikers.
I had a dream. The Ice-T, he just came up and killed
Mike. That's Mike.
Wait, what was that episode of the Boondocks? He's like, I had a dream last night. It was so gangster. I had a dream. Ice-T came and killed my entire family. It was so awesome. Gangster.
Super dope. So yeah, that's it. And again, we're gonna have off topic, so you can listen to that like super like real off topic. I know we're off topic, but you can listen to it. It's coming up right now after we play this awesome music coming from.
Yeah, it's coming from LeVar Allen. It is Game Over. Check him out at levarallen.com.
You don't even know where it's coming from. Get ready to be surprised.
It's already playing right now, but whatever.
Oh.
See you next time.
Peace.
Like a king, but I'm treated like a trooper. They say I'm only a man, but I'm feeling pretty super. And I'ma be bigger than the rest, and maybe I'll rest when I'm the very best. And I control the game like star selectors on my chest, man. Yeah, there's only one direction where I wanna go. Side scrolling, I know everything that lies ahead of me. Like I got a strategy guide for my life, and I'm show I can do the impossible. I'm unstoppable, like Santa Gold. And all my obstacles, better hope they got codes. Cause I'ma take over like Hover, God mode. I'm feeling invincible, yeah, I'ma be a star, man. Pulling strings from the top, you can call it harping. If this is your castle, excuse me while I barge in. And my grind don't pause, so don't bother pressing start then. I make my way to the end, can't tell me now. I don't care what they do, I don't play to lose one. And I'll take on every threat that gets stomped to the ground. I'm the one to fear, I'll fight like I got lives to spare. Oh yeah, this life is just a game, and everyone in the world is playing. And we're all trying to make our way to the ends we all see. Grind all night, call it tantric. And every time I sit down and write, I make magic. Pick up the pen and tell them what's going on around my cerebellum. And if you think you're anything more than a Robin to my Batman, your skull must be quite thick. Stay silent like sidekicks while I get blackberry bold. Cause shy guys don't get the throne, they get thrown. And what I write is gonna take me where I wanna go. Arthur becomes king like the sword and the stone. And in this game I'm doing more than holding my own. I'm skipping over all the levels, warp zone. I want it all, get some greedy, Wario. And lame saying we, but I don't need two eyes to see that while I run the game. Boy, you'll stay small, portable. I made my way to the end, can't tell me now. I don't care what they do, I don't play to lose one. And I'll take on every breath that gets thrown to the ground. I'm the one to fear, I'll fight like I got lives to spare. Oh yeah, this life is just a game, and everyone in the world is playing.
How good do we sound?
How great do we sound?
In person.
I don't know.
Beautiful Audio Technica mics.
Gleifenhagen. Wow.
Hey. Marty's in the house.
I'm turning away from you and looking
It's turning away from the microphone. Marty is trying to get attention. We're trying to calm him down. He was eating a cow's hoof. Started smelling like ass.
Anal fissures.
So we dropped that shit.
Not the cow hoof. I mean, actually the cow hoof, not actually fecal matter.
All right, so we think we might have a name for the podcast.
Oh, we've been recording this whole time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're going to call it The Supplement.
I concur.
Right?
Marty agrees. He's looking at me with lust in his eye. Plural.
So we're hanging out in my apartment, and it's Saturday afternoon. 3-ish, 4:17.
4:17, 27 seconds, 28, 29, 30.
2 hours till midnight.
Is this some kind of reference?
It's a Watchmen reference.
Okay, well, I missed that boat.
This is your fitness, nutrition, rehab, in general, off-topic show.
Yes.
That is going to come alongside the FitCast from now on.
Weekly.
Invested some money in this, so we're going to do it. There's no way we're not going to do it, I should say. So we're going to start with some off-topic stuff.
I don't know.
We'll see where it goes.
It could go forever.
All right. I'm playing some Dead Space too.
I'm playing with Marty right now. Okay. I'm actually playing DC Online, DC Universe Online.
Yeah, you're still playing that, huh?
It's pretty fun when it works. You know, it's a little bit buggy since it just came out like less than, like 3 weeks ago now. But I got a character. His name's Raj Law. He has no shirt.
You named your superhero after yourself?
Why would I want to be somebody else but me? I'm the superhero.
You named yourself Roger Lawson.
No, Raj Law, not Roger Law. That sounds like I don't have any superpowers. It sounds like I'm just waiting to get killed.
I'm Roger Lawson. I'd do your taxes within 30 minutes or your money back.
Well, way to make me sound very lame. But no, I got a cape. I got no shoes, barefoot.
Okay.
I got shorts.
Can you climb? Are you flying? I run super speed. Oh, nice.
I can run up walls. I can turn into a werewolf, a pterodactyl, a dog, an insect, or a straight up gorilla.
Yeah. Yeah. You have, what's it called? You can morph.
I'm an animorph if you want to take it back old school.
Animorphs. The worst Transformers. I'm going to give some feedback on Dead Space 2 real quick. I'm 3 hours in. I've had it for about a week. I get to play about a half an hour a night. It's awesome.
That's your little treat to yourself?
Yeah. A little scare the crap out of myself, kill people, and.
Right before you go to bed.
Right before, about 10 o'clock is when I'm like, all right, you got to stop. You got to stop. Stop watching this. Turn it off.
That's what I say to porn. Stop watching it. Go to bed, Roger.
Yeah, we're going to hopefully do these when I have a little bit more time to get Marty running around the outside so he's a little bit more tired. But since Roger's here and there's someone new in the apartment.
He's going crazy.
He's going crazy a little bit. I'm trying to think what else can I talk about. And I've been watching some Scrubs on my PS3. My triple.
I've watched 4 episodes of Scrubs in my life.
It's really good.
I've been told it's good, but I'm not impressed.
Why? Why not?
It does nothing for me. I mean, the only good thing about it is it has a black guy from Clueless. And it would be better if it had Stacey Dash.
And he was also in, not Friday Night Lights, Remember the Titans?
Never saw that movie.
Serious?
Yeah.
It's got Denzel in it, man. How can you not watch it? I'm not saying how can you not watch it.
Whoa now.
I'm saying I watch every movie with Denzel Washington. I've even seen the one where he goes into the computer. Have you seen this one? Okay. I'm going to look it up real quick on the computer. And
are we talking about Tron or are we talking about Denzel Washington?
No, dude. Denzel.
I swear if it's anybody but Denzel, I swear if it's like Forrest Whitaker, you're setting yourself up here.
No, I know it was Denzel. Even John Q, which is technically a bad movie, but it's good because of Denzel. I'm going to tell you right now, and Deja Vu is such a good movie.
I don't know if you're telling me the truth here.
I'm telling you. Virtuosity. Right there.
When did this come out?
Look at this. Bam.
I remember
1995 has a 5.3 in it, and I watched it.
That's less. That's D. That's an E.
Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe was the bad guy.
He was in the computer.
He was Sid. He was the computer.
They must not have paid him much money if he was the computer.
No, it was
the straight voice.
It was a horrible cast. It was really Tracy Lords, the porn star, was in it.
Well, I don't even know. I didn't even know she was a porn star.
But the latest movie he had come out called Unstoppable, and I just realized this, that Denzel is now doing movies with Tony Scott every time he does a movie. Like he was in Deja Vu, which I thought was outstanding. It's a time travel movie. The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, obviously.
He's also all about the trains lately. Yeah. I don't know why.
And his next movie, I believe he's doing with Denzel too. I mean, if you can get Denzel Washington, you're probably going to get him.
You should probably do, you know, he should probably do a movie with Will Smith. That's the,
Will Smith.
What? Are we fighting? You don't like Will Smith? Will Smith lately? Is an American hero. No, lately? Hancock was Hancock good for the first, sucked. For the first 45 minutes. It was awesome. He was kicking kids and throwing them.
That was a movie that should have been two different movies.
It should have been. But it's Will Smith, so I let it pass. Hancock made I'm quoting this off the top of my head, so verify me. $720 million worldwide. And he got 20% of that as his paycheck, I think. I don't know. I just keep up with Will
Smith. So he makes a lot of money, so he's good.
No. Well, shit. Will Smith, look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah, I love that face from Hancock. That facial expression that he makes from the trailer.
He looks like he's like kissing somebody's butt.
What's he doing next? He's in his next movie. He's filming Men in Black 3 right now.
I'm not going to see it, but
I will see that. I like Men in Black.
How old is Tommy Lee Jones?
40.
Like 70?
48 plus 70. I don't know.
He's old. He's Bob Barker minus 20.
Is Tommy Lee Jones in it?
There's no point.
Oh, he is. Yeah. And Josh Brolin. Alec Baldwin.
Are these Emma people Thompson, confirmed?
Rip Torn, who went to jail. He's in jail right now, so he's not going to be finishing that movie.
He's going to be out for this movie. So you're saying you don't like Will Smith lately, or you just don't like Will Smith in general?
Because I like Will Smith, like Welcome to Earth, and I liked Legend of Bagger Vance. I thought that was good.
What about Independence Day? Oh, that was
a great movie. Yeah.
Oops.
Men in Black is pretty good. I thought Hitch sucked. iRobot was all right. He's starting to play like the angry dude now. He's always
Legend?
Like in a bad mood in these movies. Like if you look at Hancock, iRobot, he's always like, someone screwed me, and now. Like the robots.
Well, what about 7 pounds? He straight up saved lives, son.
He killed himself.
Spoiler. let's talk about spoilers. I remember when I listened to the Fitcast several years ago, I had the unusual
suspect. It's only been around for so long.
I had the unusual suspect ruined for me unintentionally.
Is it in your queue?
Unintentionally. I don't know why it happened. It just came out of nowhere. I couldn't even prepare myself for it. But it was on my list of movies to watch. And it was ruined, Kevin. I just want to let you know that.
I don't care. That's an old-ass movie. It's like 15 years old.
I
came out in 95.
I wasn't ready for movies back then. I was watching Surf Ninjas.
Surf Ninjas is a good movie. That kid with a Game Gear.
Moto Surf, Gear. Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen, he was the bad guy, right?
He was the samurai.
Yeah.
I don't know. The White Samurai.
And also, Adam Sandler's best friend was in it, Rob Schneider. He was the white friend.
Yeah, and he had red hair.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
That was a good movie. Check that out.
Moto Surf.
And I'm watching Journeyman again. I'm watching it again.
Never tell me about this.
Journeyman, it's a guy who all of a sudden starts traveling back in time to put right what once went wrong. It's very much Quantum Leap, but for a new generation.
Intriguing.
Only 13 episodes, but all 13 episodes are bitching.
Wow. Bitching, huh? That's a seal of approval if I ever heard one. You want to dance, Marty?
Yeah. Marty's jumping on Roger right now.
You like this? You won't? Okay.
We're going to eventually do some video stuff.
Oh, now he's licking my knuckles.
Okay. Maybe we're going to put this towards the end. Maybe we should make this an off-topic segment or just keep going.
Sure, why not? Make it an off-topic. Hey! Calm down.
Oh.
We can make this off-topic at the end.
Oh.
That just happened. See audio spiking. Hey!
Hey, Marty.
I want to pause for a second. We're going to deal with this. All right, we think he's going to calm down now.
Just don't say his name.
Simmer down.
He's looking down at his bed. He's looking lost. He has no friends. There's no one here to save him.
He's looking up and down my apartment looking for something to do.
Your dog's high. He's like,
Oh, crap. He just laid down. Thank you, God. All right, so we're going to try not to get too excited. Otherwise, he's going to be like, something fun's happening without me.
People.
All right, so let's talk about some more game stuff because have you heard about the NGP?
No. Neo Geo Pocket?
Oh, shit. I love how you know that.
Okay,
That
was the only thing that NGP could stand for.
I love that. I had a Neo Geo Pocket.
You have SNK versus...
SNK versus Match of Millennium.
Yep.
Match of Millennium.
Best game on there.
And Sonic the Hedgehog. Those are the only two games I ever had for it, though.
I think those only two games that came out.
Yeah, no, it was really bad. But it got to a point where I could go to the EB Games, and I could get import Neo Geo Pocket games for, like, literally $3 or $4 when it started, like, going out and stuff. Same thing with Virtual Boy. I got $2 Virtual Boy games.
Don't bring that up.
Dude, I bought a Virtual Boy at, what was it? It must have been my birthday.
You got a treat. You got a Virtual Boy treat.
Oh, I didn't ask for it. I got like a $20 gift certificate to KB Toys.
Mm-hmm.
I went to KB Toys. Guess what was $20 on clearance?
The whole system?
A mountain of Virtual Boys for $20. And it came with a game. It came with like an Mario Tennis. And I thought it was pretty awesome. And I got some import games. That was the only U.S. game I ever had was Mario Tennis. And then I had like a Japanese baseball game. Where like
Japanese.
The whole thing was in Japanese, okay. And the baseball players were short and fat. like, you know, they were cartoonish.
Of course.
And like it was like the Tokyo Dragons and the...
No Tokyo Dragons.
Yeah.
Were you getting ready to try?
Who's that? Was that...
No soup to the for you. You go home right now.
That's an old Jackie Chan.
I feel like I heard that in Drunken Master.
Yeah, maybe that's what.
We're just being all sorts of offensive right now.
You know, he plays a Drunken Master in...
Hope Drunken Master.
Forbidden Kingdom that we talked about in the podcast.
That movie, I'm glad it finally happened.
You see that, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, thank you.
I was in the front row.
Guess what I did?
I pulled my pants off. And
yesterday, I was like, because again, I talked to Lee Peel about, I'm like, oh, Lee, you know, I picked up the one. I don't know if you saw it, but I have it now.
Yes.
Like, Lee, you know, you want me to order you the one? It's on Blu-ray. He's like, I don't have a Blu-ray player. I'm like,
she's supposed to get one several months ago.
I went on Amazon. I bought her a Blu-ray player.
All right. Going to damn, Kevin Larrabee.
She needs to watch the one on Blu-ray. So, Lee, if you see a box in front of your house, it's not a head. It's a Blu-ray player.
Or a head. You should have bought her PlayStation 3. Then she can play Uncharted.
You know what? I was thinking. I had the PS3, and I'm like, first off, Lee has an Xbox, does not play video games with me online. So benefit for me is not there. And you know what? The Blu-ray player was like $140 on Amazon. It was like a nice Samsung thing. So
that's... That's love right there.
We have the Kinect. Like, when she comes up, we'll play the Dance Central. You got a Kinect,
you're not
right?
Ready yet.
Yeah.
Are you ready yet, though?
For Dance Central?
Mm-hmm. Because...
I played it a couple times.
Because I've seen the video.
Oh, you see that?
I saw that.
That was
Did
moving.
Did you see mine?
No, I didn't.
You didn't see mine.
Is it on your blog?
Yeah. I'm ready.
I'll have to look it up.
Oh, man. I'm going to be so good at that game. I might as well just quit life. I didn't do that song. Wait, I did some Lady Gaga.
Poison?
No, I'm not ready. Poison.
Yeah, I went right down on the list. I'm like, oh, it's like, it's, you know, hard, it's on hard or something like that. I'm like,
you probably did none of the moves right.
No, I went through the whole learning process first. Okay. I did that for all the time. Roger, I am Irish. I cannot dance. Like, you've seen Titanic. You saw those people dance at the bottom of the boat. Like, it was not good. They just like dance in circles.
That's why they were at the bottom of the boat. It was not based off class, it was based off dance capabilities. Yeah. So the black guy was at the top of the boat.
The white guys were like swinging at the top, like they were doing what was that, like 1910 or 12 the Titanic went down? Or 38?
Man, we don't know our history. But luckily we have the internet.
We have a computer right in front of us.
I'm not going to make any quotes about the time because I don't want to be wrong, but I want to stall for time.
The best place to probably look would be Wikipedia because it has such great sources. 1912, I was right.
You're close.
No, I said 1912. I said 1918 and then 1912.
We'll hear about this when we play it back.
I can't wait to listen to myself tonight.
I don't even listen to these when they're done. I record them and I'm done.
This sounds so much better than last week. You sounded like ass last week. That's why I didn't put it in the feed. Sorry. Sorry to be real. But
it's all right. You know, I was talking into my screen, so it's whatever. Wait, what were we talking about? Titanic? Dancing? Dance Century, yes.
So Dance Century, yeah. No, it's like good. And like in terms of fitness, it is like you sweat your ass off playing that.
I don't sweat my ass off.
Yeah. You just don't even sweat.
I play shirtless sometimes. It's pretty all fun. Right.
Well, I have people walking, like you can see right now, there's people walking past my apartment.
Or they finally closed, yeah.
Yeah, well, one, they don't really close all the way, so, and I keep one open during the day to, like, let some sunlight into my apartment,
otherwise. You know what time it is.
Otherwise, it gets, like,
depressingly dark.
Seasonal depression.
Sads.
Oh, no, but I got my blue light, you saw, right? I got my blue light on my, oh, by the way, we played some Street Fighter. Played multiple iterations of Street Fighter before recording this, and I'm not going to get into details, but it was one-sided.
Until we play Killer Instinct, then...
Killer Instinct is not a fighting game.
What is it, then? It wasn't for you. It was for me. It was more like prison for you. Like, I'm Leroy Jenkins, and you're like, Johnny Appleseed in prison, and I'm taking you out. I'm taking you down. I'm putting
Mortal
you in the
Kombat's
corner.
A fighting game. Killer Instinct is not a fighting game.
Mortal Kombat... Is a great game that I can't even play anymore. I don't even want to look at it anymore.
It's a game. The new one comes out next two months.
I hate the 3D games. They're
it's not 3D. It's 2D.
Oh, what?
It's with 3D characters. It's like Super Street Fighter 4.
Okay. All right.
Although you're not really. Happy I'm not good about at that either.
You know. I like Street Fighter EX Plus more than Street Fighter 4.
EX Plus. That sucks.
You will fight me right now. I will take you out. First, Will Smith. Then
okay, you can't defend Will Smith. No one should ever defend the guy. He's like a billionaire.
Okay, that's true. I don't need to defend him. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Did you read the 4-hour work week? I mean the 4-hour workout?
No.
Did you listen to our discussion on it?
No, I don't know. Tim Ferriss he creeps me out, man.
We got some interesting feedback on that.
I don't know. Like good feedback?
People were up in
arms.
Yeah, some people weren't so happy. Like,
I got a book coming out called The 2-Hour Work Week, 2-Hour Workout. I'm gonna post it on my blog.
What, you only have to work out 2 hours a week?
Yeah, get the body of a god.
Someone actually sent me a lot of stuff. It's like in his injury rehab section, he mentions. I'll see if I can pull it up. I'll show you, Roger. Actually, it's in. I know
you got
exactly.
So many emails. Damn, you're important.
I know. Look at that.
Oh my god.
12,000 unread emails.
I could.
But we got a question and or we got a letter into the mailbag. Let's see if we can pull it up. There it is. I guess during his, actually, let's save this because let's make this off topic. We'll bring this up in the actual podcast. All right. We'll end this and we'll do the, we'll start recording the actual podcast.
Actual podcast. Stop making it awkward. G.I. Joe.